sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show, third and final hour of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network, this Monday, August 18th, 2025 edition. One petition drive that I am volunteering for myself and would like you to join me and many thousands of other volunteers across the entire state of Michigan. Petition drive to put it on our ballot next year to eliminate property taxes in the state of Michigan. Anti-tax advocate Carla Wagner says it's all about the numbers. First of all, this year she's put 40,000 miles on her truck, which already has now 268,000 miles on it already. These miles coming from doing more than 150 presentations across the state of Michigan for her petition drive to wipe out Michigan's property tax. She has 100,000 petitions with 10 signatures per petition out there being circulated by an all-volunteer of like-minded citizens, volunteers. She needs more than 446,000 valid signatures for her initiative to appear on the 2026 ballot. She says her goal out of the million potential petition signature lines printed, her goal is to turn in 600,000 valid signatures. She's not counting signatures right now. She wants the circulators to get as many names signed as possible before the end of the 180-day submission deadline that's coming up in October. Well, doing a Zoom interview with off-the-record reporters focused on how to backfill the hole in the state budget if this issue gets voter approval and property taxes in the state of Michigan are wiped out. The ballot language would hold county governments harmless as they would get a constitutionally guaranteed check from the state for essential services. Carla Wagner asserts that out of the 83 counties, about 20 of them would actually come out ahead as opposed to what they're getting right now. She also went on to say that House Republicans are basically doing the same thing as they get ready to write a new state budget. They are moving money from one bucket to another to fill a bucket with money from here and put it there. It's basically the same thing that we're doing with the Axe My Tax ballot proposal. Now, the website, folks, axmitax.org, is where you can go and sign up to be a volunteer to get petition sheets mailed to you, or to find out who the county clerk or county captain is in your county. I have 100 petition sheets myself that for Antrim County residents, we are out collecting 1,000 signatures just in our county alone. Our county is required to turn in 2,300. Well, we're doing almost half of them ourselves. Now, it's kind of interesting. We're going to get into what State Representative Matt Maddock had to say on the same show just a couple of weeks ago. Short break. Word from our sponsors. We'll be right back. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. Continuing on with this MERS news story about Carla Wagner appearing on Off the Record with Little Timmy Skubik. Basically, Carla Wagner says, we will find the waste in the state budget to replace the revenue we eliminate by getting rid of property taxes. Carla went on to say, there's billions of dollars of waste at the state level. Billions. She said there's millions of dollars of waste being done at the county levels. And there's hundreds of thousands of dollars in money being wasted at the local township, city, and village level. We need to address the waste in government spending in the state of Michigan, Wagner said. And oh, by the way, I've spoken to Carla. She's in the process of putting together a campaign to collect signatures, 30,000 by some of her volunteers, while they're out there getting signatures for Axe My Tax. She's going to run for governor. She is going to run for governor and use that soapbox opportunity to speak at these governor events, simply running on getting rid of property taxes. Now, one of the state representatives, Matt Maddock, was on Off the Record with Little Timmy Skubik a couple of weeks ago. He's in charge of the state's budget. Well, he even hinted that the total waste that the House Republicans are finding is in the range of a couple of hundred of million dollars looking at the budget for next year. A couple of hundred million? How about 1 or 2 billion, Matt? You're a little bit short. If you guys just come in a couple of hundred million short below what the Democrats and the governor wants, not good enough. Sorry, go back to the drawing board, not good enough. Now, this is how this actually breaks down. According to the MERS news story, and I'm going to get Carla Wagner on the show to confirm this very soon, Wagner's funding plan would earmark 10% of the state income tax bucket, along with alcohol, marijuana, and tobacco taxes to cover state services. Everything that's lost, she wants in this ballot proposal, where they must set aside 10% of the state income tax, alcohol, marijuana, tobacco taxes to cover Lansing basic state services. And when it comes to schools, she wants some belt tightening. Wagner alleges school administration costs, listen to this, 653 school districts in the 83 counties of the state of Michigan. Every single school district has an administrator, a superintendent. They have a board, a chairman of the board, along with members of the school district. They have risen the cost of these school district administration boards have gone up 73% in the last decade, while enrollment is down 15%. 73% increase in just their administrative cost. As for the, quote, $2.8 billion hit schools would take from the elimination of the so-called school education tax, the school aid fund, because of property taxes, Carla Wagner has a very simple question. Wait a minute. We were told that we had to do the lottery in the state of Michigan a few decades ago now, and that the lottery was going to fully fund the schools. What happened to that? Well, Wagner goes on to say the majority of the people that they talk to are not worried about the schools. What they're worried about is local police, fire, and the roads, which, again, according to her proposal, 20 out of the 83 counties would end up with more money at the local county level than what they're getting right now. Regarding revenue from state sales tax, Wagner suggested that the state should stop all the exemptions that are being adopted by lawmakers in Lansing. If these exemptions went away and everybody paid the state sales tax, we would have enough money. Additionally, Wagner is against local government using property taxes to fund zoos, museums, and libraries. Wagner believes anything on the property tax bill should be paid by the consumer to be used by the consumer if they want to use it. You want to use a library? Pay $10 at the door to come into the library. You want to go to a zoo? Pay to go to the zoo. You want to go to a museum? Pay to go to the museum. You want pickleball courts in your township? Well, put it on the ballot and see if the locals in your township want to fund a pickleball court. If you want to go door to door in your township and explain to people the health benefits of playing pickleball, then get out there and do it. If they, at the local level, want to spend $100,000 or whatever the heck it costs to build a pickleball court, they should be able to do it at the local level, says Wagner. It's that simple. In the other aspect of this, folks, we would be the first state in America to do this. Completely eliminate property taxes. Stop and think about this. Can you imagine how many families in America might consider moving to our beautiful state? As I look outside the window and I see all the beauty of Northern Michigan, and I think about the people that would love to move here, bringing their families here simply because they can now afford to buy a house where all they got to pay is the principal and interest on a mortgage and the insurance. How many job providers, how many companies, how many big companies would consider relocating their businesses here because knowing full well their employees wouldn't have to pay $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, whatever amount a year in property taxes out of their after-taxed, income-taxed paychecks. You know what you just did? If we get a governor like Carla Wagner that eliminates property taxes, state reps, state senators that have to get on board with her agenda if they want to keep their jobs, it's very simple. What you just did is you gave every employee in the state of Michigan, every small business in the state of Michigan, a tax break, a big tax break. That might just make the difference whether or not these companies relocate to our state. And if they do, guess what? This is going to be an economic boom like you've never seen before. You don't have to give through the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, the Michigan Strategic Fund, the SOAR Fund. You do not have to give away grants. You don't have a give away tax abatements. Guess what? There are no taxes on our properties anymore. And as a result, they come. You don't have to be in a situation saying, if you build it, they will come. They will come. And this can be done because it's fair. It's across the board. Everybody gets a tax break. Do you know renters in apartment buildings? Potentially their rents could go down. You know why? Because the landlord, the owner of the apartment building, doesn't have to pay property taxes anymore. Do you realize, do most people realize this? Renters pay property taxes. Renters pay property insurance. Renters pay for the mortgage on the apartment building. They just don't own it. The landlord owns it. And if there's profit left over after managing the apartment complex, that goes to the owner of the building for the risk they took to build the apartment complex. It's that simple. See, the bottom line that Lansing and Whitmer doesn't get, businesses, corporations, apartment complex owners don't pay taxes. Consumers, the people who consume always, remember this, consumers always pay the taxes. It's like Whitmer under a permanent long-term road funding proposal. Well, big corporations need to pay their fair share. They don't pay any taxes. If you increase the corporate tax, Governor, it's going to make the cost of their goods, products, and services go up. And to us, the consumers, we end up paying it. They just pass it through to us. It's an expense for the corporation. It's an expense for the business. Raising corporate taxes so the big evil corporations pay their fair share, they don't pay any. Not now, not later when you increase corporate taxes. They don't pay it. We, the people, pay it. And Carla Wagner is sick and tired of it, just like I am. Just like many of you are. And if there's a better way to do it, let's put it on the ballot and vote for it. Detroit property tax owners, south of 8 Mile, from Van Dyke all the way to Lake St. Clair. Little bungalows built after the baby boomers came home from World War II. Brick bungalows on 40-foot wide lots. Upstairs bedroom in the attic. Detached garage in the alley in the back. SEV values, folks, taxable values, $147,000. Those little tiny houses. What are they, 800, maybe 1,000 square feet? $5,200 a year, over $400 a month in property taxes. Detroit will vote for this in a heartbeat. Wayne, Oakland, Macomb, on the West Coast, Grand Rapids, Kent County, Kalamazoo, Flint, Michigan, Northern Michigan. It's going to pass. We just need to get the signatures to put it on the ballot. Final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source.